Howdy and welcome back to the Ramble Room. It's great to have everybody here that is here. Sitting here, this is a very special edition of the Ramble Room. We have three Wyoming State representatives and another honored guest with us. David, you're probably not a guest anymore, but we'll get
probably
to
not
that in a second. Anyway, around the room, we have Representative Mark Jennings, District 30.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We have Representative Rachel Rodriguez-Williams, District 50.
Hello there.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Delighted to have you in the Ramble Room. I think it's your first time, but that's...
It is.
Good. I hope you come back. David Iverson, Cowboy State Politic.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm dandy. And from everybody's favorite, District number one, Representative Chip Nyman.
Good to be here, Ken. Thanks for the opportunity.
Good to have you back. Also with us as a special guest today is Mark Jones. He's the regional director of the Rocky Mountain and the Great Plains
Gun Owners of America. And I live down in Buffalo, Wyoming. Happy to be here.
We're fortunate to have three legislators in the room, and we have three everyday voters in the room. And I don't think a lot of people realize that in Wyoming, and Representative Williams brought it up, that we have a citizen legislature. And what that means is that our legislature meets for only a very short period of time, once a year. And the rest of the time, everybody has to go home and have normal jobs. And so it makes it all the more important that voters stay engaged in what's going on. So they keep up on their representative or their senator and make sure that those folks are doing what they said that they were going to do. And it's just super important. And I just wanted to let everybody know that, yeah, while you guys are elected officials, you also have real jobs. Let's talk about something that's near and dear to Representative Rodriguez-Williams's heart. So you run in a pregnancy center over in Park County, right?
Yes, I serve as the executive director.
Why don't you tell us about that?
Okay, so I serve as the executive director of Serenity Pregnancy Resource Center. That's my day job because we are a citizen legislature. Some of us have jobs. And we have a medical clinic in Cody and also in Powell. And our mission is to provide alternatives for abortion and help mothers and fathers choose life in all circumstances.
Excellent.
What do you do for a living?
You want to know what my day job is?
Do you work, Chip?
Huh?
Do you work?
Occasionally.
Can you spell work?
Joni works.
Yeah. R-A-N-C-H-I-N-G. Yeah, no, my wife, Joni, and I, we ranch on the Belfouche River over at Hewlett, Wyoming. I have lived there all but 3.5 years of my life, which I started out in the Weston County on Skull Creek, where Dad raised his kids on a ranch over there that he, after he left the Navy in 1945, he bought a ranch over there on Skull Creek, and we were there. And then in 1969, late 69, early 70, he sold that ranch, and we moved to the ranch there at the JH on the Belfouche River at Hewlett, and I've lived there all my life. So I've been in District 1 all of my life. I've been there the whole time, and love ranching, love agriculture.
If you're at number one, why move else?
I know, number one district and number one in our hearts. Yeah, I've got two kids, daughter Haley and son Preston. That's kind of interesting how my son was able to meet up with Mark and build a relationship there, and I trust that that'll be a good working relationship. But I'm fortunate in that we've had an opportunity there to be involved in production agriculture, raise hay and cattle and milk cows at a dairy there. Our market diminished, and so we ended up getting out of the dairy, but we continued on what we're doing and had an opportunity to run, prayed about it, wanted to know what the Lord wanted me to do and if that was something that he wanted me to move into. It's been an experience. I tell you, this has been quite an eye-opening experience, but I'm thankful. I appreciate the support and the backing I've gotten from District 1. They're a phenomenal bunch of people, hardworking, solid human beings, and it's an honor to serve them. So, yeah, it's all ag is my entire background. I mean, I've worked in retail. We ended up working and owning the the old Hewlett Co-op there in Hewlett was turned into Tower Valley Egg Supply, and so I managed that for about 8.5 years before we sold it, or it was transferred over to some of my relatives and stuff like that, my family there. But yeah, agriculture primarily, everything I've done. So,
what about you, Representative Jennings?
My wife and I have been married for a little over 40 years. She's put up with me, and she gets the long-term credit reward for that. We've started several small businesses, food truck, in an industrial park. I was born and raised in Kansas, and as was Dana and our three kids. And all three kids are now working in the conservative cause. And so I feel like that the Lord's been awfully good to us in that. I've been head of maintenance in several factories, some kind of high-tech stuff, and so I kind of set that aside at a time where you were either going to really delve into it or you were going to be left behind, and so I chose to go more towards things like handyman work. And like I said, we've started several small businesses, and just it's been a really good blessing from the good Lord.
What you've just heard are some excerpts from a show that we recorded today, Sunday, August 8th. This panel had a broad-ranging discussion that talked about the subject of election integrity. We talked about some Second Amendment issues, and we talked about the spirit of liberty versus socialism. I'd invite you to listen over the next couple of shows that we produce that share with you the ideas brought forth from the members of this panel. Before, however, you heard those, I wanted you to have a chance to understand who these people are, where they come from, and where they stand. I hope that you'll enjoy the next few shows. We'll begin producing them on Tuesday and Thursday. We'll publish those.